The Parshiyos of Achrimus and Kedushim is really a tremendous amount to speak about. Very many of the halachos of Adam Chaveri are in these Parshiyos, and it's amazing just to read through the Psukim, like the Din of Shnayim Kvecha Targum. Pashut Pshat in the Din of Shnayim Kvecha Targum, we saw this Machlekes Rishonim, and exactly what the original Takana was for. One of the basic ideas behind Shnayim Kvecha Targum is that every person should be a Baki in what the Torah says. You should know what the Torah says. There's a lot of halachas that actually, a lot of psukim that people wouldn't believe that are actually found in the Torah. But to know what the Torah says and to appreciate, I think that these psukim, if a person really takes a minute just to think about what it says in the Torah, or what a yid is commanded, it's, you can appreciate what a yid is compared to a guy, it's tremendous. All these, in a guy shevelt is such a thing, everything, everybody's there for themselves. It's, every person is for themselves, and there's no such thing as what type of business is that? A yid is that's what a yid is. That's what I was just reading an article last night. It was mamish tremendous. I felt like wow that I'm a yid. It's just to appreciate it. Somebody was saying that right as the COVID started last year, they sent out the people, a bunch of Askanim in the community got together, whatever community was, and they realized that people didn't have a job. At that point, they weren't able to work, and a lot of people needed money for Pesach. And they sent out an email to a bunch of people, this is the situation, if anybody's able to help. So the first email was came in within a few minutes, and I think they said it was less than 5 letters. All that it said in it was $100K. The person pledged $100,000. So the next person, 25. Next, by the end of the night, they already had $1 million. So this is people without the fanfare, nobody knowing, to give this tremendous amount of money to appreciate what it is, to appreciate mamash, that you're such a member of the chosen nation. Yid is not like the Kuzari says. There's doimim tamei chai medaber, and then there's yid. Yehudi, it's a whole different, league, a whole different ballpark. One pasuk that I wanted to speak about is B'tzedek Tishpat Am Yisrael. B'tzedek Tishpat Am Yisrael, which is the mitzvah of being dan l'chav zchus. It's also B'tzedek Tishpat Am Yisrael. It's kipshut imamish. B'tzedek Tishpat Am Yisrael is the mitzvah of being dan l'chav zchus. Chazal darshin. It's a mishnah, Perek Aleph of Pirkei Avos. Have you done? It's called Adam l'chav zchus. The child is, how do you do that? How can you be done? Let's just give an example. There's thousands of examples every single solitary day, mamish. But you're driving along and somebody double parks. So you get stuck behind the guy who's double parking. What is he thinking? What is he doing? Doesn't he know that it's us that's double parked? Doesn't he realize that we're just as much as rush as he is? He has to go in for a second. What is he thinking? I'm also have to go in for a second. That's not what we do. How are we supposed to done? How are we supposed to... And it's negiah to a chavrusa, and it's negiah to a spouse, in an extreme way. It's negiah to children, it's negiah to neighbors, it's negiah to a rabbanim, it's negiah to everybody you come encounter with. I remember I was once passing by, I think it was the Rav, in my shchuna, and he was nodding to everybody, and he was very apologetic. He says his glass is broke, he doesn't know if somebody sees him, and he doesn't know whether or not the person is expecting him to say hello, and he doesn't say hello. So therefore, you never know what the reason is why the person, he didn't see it, he didn't hear it, there's many different scenarios, and how come that person didn't smile to me? The person didn't even see you. He was on the phone, he wasn't paying attention. It's not that he saw you and he ignored you, and people make up whole shtick lechtero from what must be. My son was telling me yesterday that a certain person, I don't know if he's mentioning a name, but if a certain person is sending the son, it's switching the son's yeshiva from yeshiva A to yeshiva B. How do they know? Because he was talking to the yeshiva and the new yeshiva, so it must be. Why else would he be talking to him if not for the fact that he must be moving over? So that's exactly how rumors start. These stories and these other things. Exactly these type of, scenarios. It must be because of this, it must be because of this, it must be because he saw me and he didn't mention anything and he didn't see. I just had a scenario yesterday. Mark said, oh, did you see that he had a missed call? So I said, no. What time did you call? She said, I don't know what it was, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. So I was maybe 2 days ago. So I pulled out my phone and went through all the calls, all the missed calls. No phone call. She went through her phone and sure enough, it was there. The phone call was there. So what happened? Either it was in a place where there was no reception, there was no whatever it was, and it rang from her and it didn't ring by me. There's so many scenarios that it could happen. So many situations. The question is, how practically do we do tzedek tish b'dam yisachol? And the tremendous schar of somebody that does. And the tremendous schar, but not, like somebody was telling me today, he says, for this you're getting Olam Haba, he says, but not in whatever it is, in Olam Haba, Olam Haba. He says, right now, that's what it is, that's the schar of Adam Nechaz Chus. Not just in Olam Haba, it's also in Olam Hazeh. Gemara says, well-known myself, in Shabbos, Kuf Chazayin Mebeis. Ton Rabbanon, Adon Chavir Lechav Schus, Don Reisei Lechav Schus. So Maisa, Ba'odom Echad. Odom Echad, it's not clear. In the back, they bring down in different places in Chazal. It sounds like it was Rebbe Akiva, before he was Chayz Rebbe Tshuva, before he was, when he was in Amoritz. But Maisa, Ba'odom Echad, Shior, Migol, Elyon, Meniske, Reis, Obal, Abay, Secha, Bedorim, Shalishonim. Somebody, he mamash had no money. He hired himself out. He left his family, he left his wife, left his kids, left everybody for 3 years to go ahead and work. Achar Shalishonim, after 3 years, Erev Yom Kippur, Mamalei, Tein Li Schari, Ve'elech Vezan, Nesish Liubanai, let's go, pay up. I didn't work for nothing. I'm going back to give parnasa to my wife and children. Amalei, Eili. I don't have any money. What do you mean you don't have any money? You didn't know that after 3 years that you're going to have to pay me? What does it mean you don't have any money? Eili, boys. Amalei, Tein Li Paris, Seder, give me fruit. Paris, what's he going to do with Paris? How many fruits are you going to get? 800,000 that they have in the Paradis. 200,000 will love him. What are you going to do with 200,000 oranges? What are you going to do? Ainli Paris. Amalei, Ainli. What does that mean, Ainli? He's working. He works. He knows that there's Paris. He knows. Ainli. Tainli Karka. Ainli. Tainli Behema. Ainli. Tainli Karmic Sase. Pillows and blankets. How many pillows and blankets are you going to use? Ainli. Hiv Shol Kelev La'acherev Halach La'Beisav Pachay Nefesh. He dejectedly walked home. He went home without any, after 3 years of working without anything. After Yontif, after Sukkis, the Balabas came to this fellow with, in addition to all the money, 3 donkey loads full of all types of food and drink, v'chulu. And after they ate and drank, then he paid him off. And he said to him, "Tain li schari, v'amartali mois." Ainli Mois. Says the first time when I told you that I have no money, what were you chayshing me? Amarti Shem Prakmati Bezul Nizam Lachom. Lekachta Mehen. Maybe you needed cash because you have to pay in cash. I was by a store today. He says, I asked him how much it cost. He told me. He says, well, how are you going to pay? If you're paying cash, you know, I think we could, you know, cut a deal. So, B'shosh Amarti Li Tein Li Behem, Amarti Li Ein Li Behem, B'ma Chashadetani, Amarti Shem Muskeres B'ar Achirim. When you said that there's no animals, maybe it was rented out. B'shosh Amarti Li Tein Li Karko, Amarti Ein Lichol, B'ma Chashadetani, Amarti Shem Muskeres B'ar Achirim. I thought maybe that you had somebody who was working the land and getting a percentage, and it wasn't yours really. B'shosh Amarti Li Chayim Peres, B'ma Chashadetani, Amarti Shem Ein Musaris. I thought maybe they didn't take off my sir. So maybe I was chayshish that maybe he was marked as everything in the shamayim. Who are you fooling? What was he thinking? That's what he really thought. Amarti Amar Lei Havoida Kachoya. Edarti Kona Chosay Bishvil Hokan Zmanish Layos Matero. Shmoyse Chavir Bedarim Yitili Kona Dari. That's exactly what happened. Exactly what you had in mind, that you thought that possibly that he was made their own achas of l'shamayim, then that's exactly what happened. Now, just to think about this guy, he was down l'chas l'chus, the person realized that he's going to have to pay his eved, his hired help, after 3 years, right? What's he doing? Be makdash on achas of l'shamayim. So if he blinks, yes, what's he doing? Nevertheless, he's down l'chas l'chus. Maybe that's what he did. Maybe he shouldn't have done that. But at the end of the day, it's not that he doesn't want to give me. It's not that he's coming to spite me. It's not that he doesn't want to pay me. At the end of the day, the reason is because something happened in Mimela. He says, and that's exactly what happened. So Sor of Olba says that it's only the reason why he was able to be done the Chavos Chos is because he wanted to be done the Chavos Chos. When you're interested in being done some of the Chavos Chos, then maybe it was because Rabbi Akiva was makrim because he worked by him for 3 years and knew what type of person this person was. But once you have an interest in being done the Chavos Chos, then it's much more easy to be done the Chavos Chos. You could come up with a thousand answers. I heard from once from Mashgiach Chaim Shifman. He said that why should you love your friend? Because he's exactly like you. In other words, the same excuses that you have when you double park, he has the exact same excuses. You have to just do this. It was just for a second. It was just because you went to pick up an old lady from the old age home and you had to double park, so you should get it. There's no other way to do it. It's not that you have another possibility. There is no other way, and that's what you're supposed to do. And it's an emergency. All the answers that you have to answer up your own, to give to Ruth and to whatever you do, that's v'haftal reicho, koz kamoicho. He has the same answers that you have. And Mimela, very often you'll see that you have tainas on somebody else, and then you can catch yourself, if you're paying attention, you'll catch yourself doing the same thing a different day. What's up, Shad? No, it's not exactly like that. Mine is different. I have a good reason why I'm doing it. When it comes to a person has, very often, let's say, I'll give an example. A guy leaves the coffee around, and bang, you bang into the coffee, and it gets all over your Gemara. What is this guy thinking? He can't take a slob? He can't put his coffee away afterwards? Imamish, what type of person is this? Also, he catches himself. Shrek, it was my coffee. Ah, why didn't I do that? Can't, I ran out, I got a phone call. That's what happened. What just happened? What happened to the slob? What happened to the guy that has no achrayas for anything else? What happened to... No, because it was me, and I Adam Karvet Lasmai, and a person has an excuse for everything that he does. In every situation, it could be that him and Israel. Remember, there's a story that I saw. I think it was in the other side of the story, from Rebbetzin Sammy, many years ago, that a guy was taking off his tefillin early, and he's rolling up his tefillin. He's leaving shul early. His wife called him that she's on her way to the hospital, and he's got to come. So he's taking off his tefillin early, and he sees the guy next to him is also leaving early. So what is this guy doing leaving early? What type of business is it? Mamela, I have a good reason, but I'm like to leave early in the middle of a shacharis. What type of business? He gets to the hospital, and who pulls up alongside him? His friend from the bench in shul. It's exactly that. Very often, truth is more extraordinary than fiction. And all the situations and all the scenarios that really theoretically could happen, very often do happen. Supposedly, Reb Chaim Oizer said, it says that we know that the Ribbono Shel Olam, everything that the Ribbono Shel Olam created was for a purpose. Right? That's why David HaMelech said, I understand why you created everything except for crazy people and except for spiders or some other things, like mosquitoes. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed how every single thing was needed for him to save his life. So says Reb Chaim Oizer, I don't understand why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create krumma thinking, that people think with krumkeit. This is for the mitzvah of Dan L'Chavos Chos. If it's Dan L'Chavos Chos, yeah, think of some sort of tarot, some sort of eitzah, some sort of something, and you'll be able to come up with some eitzah. Just put yourself, I think the real way to do it is to put yourself into that matzav. Put yourself into that matzav. Here's the guy, you're behind the guy who's double parking, and you're late, and you're whatever it is, and you're ticked off, and you came home, and somebody's in your parking spot, somebody's in front of your house, somebody's in, whatever it is, whatever situation is. Does that ever happen to you? Did you have an answer? Of course you have an answer. Everybody has an answer for what they do. First, people aren't lahakas. People aren't, no one sat there afterwards. It's like, I'm going to double park because I want Chaim Yankel to get stuck behind me. That's really what I want. I'm just going to be looking outside my window. And everybody has a reason. What do you think you do? Is Stam? But Fat the Yid, after we saw, that, like we said, anybody that reads through the parashiyas this week sees what a Yid is. All the mitzvahs that are incumbent upon every single Yid of Ben Adam L'Chaveri. Because that's really... Person takes a little bit of. That's one way to do it. Is the first nakud is to want to be done l'chavos chos. And the first takara is that no one's doing it l'hachas. Nobody's 98% of the time. The person didn't even know. Like the situation with the telephone situation, emails. People read emails. I was just talking to somebody yesterday, and they told me what somebody wrote to them. I said it's so interesting. I started smiling. I said it's so interesting to note the voice, that the tone that the email is written in. I didn't know how the tone was the email that the email was written in. I want to read the email differently. Watch. And I read the email with a totally different tone. It's a whole different message. Right? You, and it's almost a down the half favor. You read, this is what, he's attacking me. He's not attacking you. He read it, he said it in a totally different way. That's the people that don't call back, the people that he didn't see the email, the person didn't see you half the time, the person, he didn't know that he stepped on your toe. He didn't know half the time that things, it's mamish not lahachas, it's mamish not, the person would just take a minute to think about it. And it's not just in Olam Hazeh when it says that Adon Chavir L'chav Tzchus, Don Enei Seh L'chus, Kodesh Baruch Hu L'chav Tzchus, that means that it's in Olam Hazeh. It's not only in Olam Hazeh, it's in Olam Hazeh, because half of the things, the schar that a person has, is for Don L'chav Tzchus, first of all, he saves himself a lot of heartache. A lot of the things, a lot of issues that people have, and Benom L'chavir issues, all start from Pashit not being Don L'chav Tzchus. And if you appreciate, if you take a minute to think that really the person is not doing alachas, it's not the chaver son, it's not the neighbor that's doing alachas, it's not the wife, and it's not the kids, no one's doing alachas, then it's you'll live a much calmer life. You'll live a much calmer life. And a lot of the problems that people bring on, they say, are because of Ben Olam Chaver. How many stories do we know? Because of Ben Olam Chaver, people suffer years afterwards because of it. Not just because they had a fight with their friend doesn't talk to them anymore. But Mamish thinks that the Ben Shalom pays back, Ben Olam Chaver. A person can save themselves so many tzaras, so many sayin olam hazeh, sayin olam haba, is to just take an extra minute and think that really, that it's not lachas. And the second thing is what the Mishnah says, like the Bali Musa pointed out, have you done as kol ha'adam l'chav tzchus? It doesn't say, have you done ha'adam l'chav tzchus? Or done kol ha'adam l'chav tzchus? Kol ha'adam l'chav tzchus. What does it mean, kol ha'adam? A person is made up of a lot of different parts, a lot of different backgrounds. His background is different, his upbringing is different, the shivas he went to is different. His nature is different. Every person has so many differences. If you would realize what type of person it is, and where he was possibly coming from, and where he is now, what he did is nothing compared to what he was coming from, and how he overcame himself to such a great extent, and this is what happened nevertheless. A person would appreciate, and you can't appreciate, because no one knows really where the other person is coming from. But if you know that, if a person would realize that, had I known where this person is coming from, maybe he knows no better. Maybe he doesn't know any better. Of course he does. I know this guy from before. Maybe he had a bad day. Maybe his wife screamed at him before he left. Maybe he tripped. Maybe somebody. Who knows what happened? Who knows what happened to cause this person to. There's two different things. First of all, to realize, v'ahavta l'recha kamoicha. The same excuses that you have, he has. The second thing is that, even if you don't have the same excuses that he has, he's a totally different person than you. You'll save yourself a lot of tzaras in this world. And Kadosh Baruch Hu will not only in this world, but also in the next one.